This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Work for a fairly large architecture and engineering firm. Most of our clients are cities, county governments, local K-12 school systems.
Okay.
We design schools.
And as running for school board, we spoke with Andy Pippin in Oconee County. Spoke with him, I don't know, a month ago, three, 4 weeks ago, as he was kicking off his campaign for what is an open seat. Tim Burgess, I believe since 2013, won in 2012, the former UGA administrator bowing out, not going to run for re-election. So an open seat, and Andy Pippin in that race. And joining him and joining us this morning, Russell Toms in studio with us this morning. Russell Toms, thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Why you want to run for school board?
You know, I don't want it to sound cliche at all, but I just have a deep kind of calling to serve, and I've done it previously as a coach in the Oconee Football Rec League, and I'm so proud of our school system. It's such an important part of our life. I can't get it out of my mind. You know, I think sometimes a calling, you know, comes to you as an opportunity that keeps knocking at the door, and that's how I feel about the school board. I want to be there and be part of the decisions we make for them.
Well, I'm looking at some photographs on your Facebook page, kicking off the campaign here, Russell Toms, Oconee County Board of Education. A vested interest in the Oconee County School District. I'm seeing a couple of kids, youngsters, boy and a girl. How old are these kids?
You know, I have a son, Dylan, who's 13, and a daughter, Harper, who's 9.
Okay, so middle and elementary school at this point.
Sure.
Where are
High
they, I guess?
High Shoals Elementary and Oconee Middle.
All right. So, obviously, as we say, a vested interest. By way of qualifications, and I always couch that with this, you're old enough and you're a citizen, so you're qualified. But in terms of the resume, what do you bring to the table here?
So my background's entirely healthcare. I've worked in healthcare for 15, 16 years. I started off as an X-ray tech.
Okay.
That was actually at Grady Memorial in Atlanta, and I worked my way through the urology clinic, Dr. David Allen's office in Athens. Originally, I have a surgery center there. I worked there. And then through Piedmont, previously Athens Regional, and then Northside, and then ended up in Elbert Memorial Hospital in Elberton, Georgia. Actually started my administrative career at Northside in Atlanta, and then finished at Elberton. And now I work for a credit card acquirer called WorldPay. I do sales to existing customers, relationship management.
All right, so that is, to say the very least, Russell Toms, a varied background. Apply some of that to being on the Oconee County School Board.
Certainly. So I work every day with stakeholders from the highest C-level suite all the way down to IT directors and managers and financial controllers with some of the world's largest companies. And constantly negotiating contracts, constantly reviewing processes that are very complicated. It's just not as easy as a credit card gets swiped and a company gets paid. But on the healthcare end, probably even more, as a daily operations was kind of the key to my career.
I was struck by that. You said, okay, I'm an X-ray tech and this and that, and then I'm in administration. I mean, first of all, those are two different things completely.
Yeah, I hate to call them out, but I was actually I was pre-med originally. Well, attempting to be pre-med, and I was taking some classes at the University of Georgia, and I was sitting in the break room upstairs at the urology clinic, actually eating chicken livers, and David Allen walked in and with his salad and stole one of my chicken livers and saw me reading chemistry and asked why I wanted to be a doctor. And I talked about, you know, wanting to, you know, change lives and affect lives, and we had probably a 30-minute conversation right then about kind of the limitations physicians have with health insurance and rules and regulations. And the persons who really set those rules and regulations are on the administrative level.
Oh, wow. So you're the guy that we keep hearing about who is smart enough and qualified and capable, but doesn't pursue becoming a doctor because of reasons that have nothing to do with medicine.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But I think healthcare administrators sometimes don't get the credit they're due, the hours and the time they put in, you know, especially when COVID hit, just trying to secure our hospitals, especially rural hospitals, and make them safe and do the best we could with the limited amount of information we had. And there's not a lot of a thank you in that job, but the working with important stakeholders and reviewing complicated processes and understanding how it plugs into different parts of the government, that's something that's going to come very natural to me.
As something you would apply to, as we're discussing, to a seat on the Oconee County School Board should you win. Candidate qualifying this week, and you're running in a primary that would be held in May. Again, Russell Times, candidate for a seat on the Oconee County School Board. Mentioned, and you heard him coming in, Andy Pippen was the first to announce, as Tim Burgess was saying, he's not going to run. One of the things about Oconee County is you can pick your opponent. Right. You can say, I want to run for post this, but you're not running in a district. You're running for a post, a specific seat. You get to pick your opponent. Why this particular post?
You know, I wouldn't say that I picked to run against Andy. If I didn't know Andy was running when I mentally made my decision to run. I knew Brock was going to run for post 5. Love Brock to death. He's a tremendous person. And I knew Michael was going to be running
Michael
for
Ransom.
Post 1, and I knew post 4 was going to be open, and I think my wife Ashley and I probably talked about it 1,000 times, but I think we both just kind of put our foot down and decided, hey, we're going to do this.
And so should you win, I mean, you'd be part of a very different Oconee County School Board. You mentioned 3 seats that are going to have new representation there. What would you, by way of setting an agenda, okay, I'm going to run for the school board to accomplish A, B, and C. What might be on such a list?
You know, I've spoken to a really wide range of people in our county, from political representation and students and parents and teachers, and I've kind of been hit with a few issues, and I wouldn't want to say that Russell's going to come in and solve them. That's probably above me, but I know that I have teachers that are concerned about their pay. I have constituents who are concerned about transparency from the board.
I keep hearing that, and in fact, I've been hearing that for years.
Yeah, and I wish I could say I had been plugged into it enough, you know, in the last 9 years that I've been in the county. I should have 9 years of attending Board of Education meetings and be able to form a better opinion on that, and I don't, so I own up to that. But, you know, transparency means something different to everybody. But I could think, you know, especially with the budget, you know, I think the appearance to some people is that, you know, the budget gets set, 5 people raise their hand, they say they approve it, and move on. And I have had to get budgets approved many, many times, and I've had budgets handed back to me. And I've also had to then go back and increase budgets, not necessarily because of mistakes that I made, but because of changes in the environment or at least unexpected changes. And having to go back and explain those is not fun. I won't say that I particularly like to repeat myself over and over again, but I do think maybe that's an opportunity where we can be a little bit more transparent and have a little more of a line review that's public, you know.
For folks that know me, they know I'm a community builder. That's what I do. I love the thought of community. I love this community. I always talk about being my hometown, but this is my home.
That's Brock Toole, candidate for a seat on the Oconee County School Board, one of several, and it's candidate qualifying week, and folks are signing up. 3 open seats, seats with no incumbents, post 1, post 4, and post 5. Let's see, who's qualified so far? Michael Ransom is the incumbent in post 5. But he's running for post 1, which is the school board chair. Kim Argo, she told us some weeks ago, is not running for re-election. So that opens. So with him moving into a race for post 1, post 5 opens. You have Brock Toole just now. He's qualified in post 5. And Andrew Pippen and Russell Toms, the 2 of them, qualifying in post 4. We spoke with Andy Pippen some weeks ago. That seat that opens as Tim Burgess chooses not to run for re-election. Continuing our conversation with Russell Toms in studio with us. From Oconee County, or did you find your way here?
No, I'm not originally from here. I'm actually originally from Louisiana.
That explains the LSU shirt.
It does. I wasn't going to comment on that, but yeah, it does. Explains the LSU shirt a little bit. But my father worked in the forestry business and moved us to Jessup, Georgia when I was pretty young.
That's a place to be if you're in forestry.
Yes, it is. He worked for Rayonier, and so I think I kind of have 2 hometowns, you know. I do claim both of them. I grew up in Jessup, but I was born in Louisiana. Moved to Virginia when I was in high school, and just as quick as possible, got back down to Georgia after graduation. And after I got my degree in radiology, my wife and I both share the same degree, and she got a job at Athens Regional, and I got a job at the urology clinic, and we moved to Athens.
So. Okay. So how long ago was this?
Oh, well, that's a great question. So 2005,
okay.
I believe.
All right. Okay. Again, Russell Thom, seat on the Oconee County School Board. Dive into some of the questions. We've dealt with this with the other candidates, and we've spoken with several over the past few weeks. One of the big things is out there as a consideration, third Oconee County High School. Do we need a third high school, or do we need to renovate the one we have, the ones we have, add to them and expand? Any thoughts on that at this point?
You know, I think not being on the other side of the table and maybe not having as informed of an opinion as our school board may have, you know, previously, I think I do probably lean a little bit, and I won't say run, but lean a little bit towards the need of possibly a new school. And you know, I know there's a lot of growth coming on the west side of the county with new neighborhoods being built, and I do realize that, like, Dove Creek's not full and how many kids are going to go there, but then it's going to eventually get full, and then we're going to have a North Oconee High School that technically is full. And I do understand the sentiment of some that, you know, even though number-wise we have enough seats in the classroom, and typically it's not a, you know, 100% capacity at any point in time. We have so many students who either work a job during the day, or they go to one of the local colleges for some other classes, or simply only have to come for one or two during the day. But I do think of the extracurricular activities. You know, I was in Fiddler on the Roof when I was in high school, and there was only so many kids who could be in that play. You can only have so many persons with actual role in the play, and so many kids with the ability to work in the background. You know, you reach a maximum. The band, the football team, the soccer team, the lacrosse team, the debate team, all the clubs. That I want to make sure that that's at least included in the conversation, and, you know, at length, that we're talking about more than just the number of kids that fit in the classrooms. We're also talking about the capacity of the bathrooms, the capacity of cafeterias and the parking lots. There's just a lot to take in there, you know, shared athletic
buses.
Fields.
Buses.
Oh, yeah. Gracious. Yeah, the bus system. I know it's been reported on a lot that we have a shortage of bus drivers. You know, how are we going to handle that? You know, we can't just always have a longer route and fit more kids on the bus. I think our buses are about as big as they get. But thankfully, I'm not the one who is in the paid position that has to figure that out. But I do want to be in part of that discussion. So
that's your wife calling in there?
Yeah, well, my phone's on silence. I have absolutely no idea how my phone made a noise. But.
Russell Thom's with us, a candidate for a seat on the Oconee County School Board. You mentioned earlier, you talk with teachers and they feel like they need more money. Yeah, I feel like I need more money. LeBron James feels like he needs more money. You know, nobody has enough money. How do you make that work?
You know, I think there's you know, two kind of very simple, I call it Russell's crayon version of this, but, you know, we can look at the teacher's salaries and compare them to the counties around us and understand they have a teacher's opinion that, hey, I may have to go to another county to get paid a little bit more money or a lot more money. But at the same time, I've also heard from other teachers that I think some of them probably work for free, that we just have such a good community. We have such great kids and such great parents. They have such a higher level of support that they might have, and compared to if they went to another county and taught in the same position. I don't know what the number amount is, but I do know that it's come up with essentially every teacher that I've spoken to, that they feel that their salary is lower than the teachers around them. And then some of the teachers who live close to me that don't work in our county, I've heard the kind of the same statement over and over and over again. I can't afford to teach in Oconee County. And I think that's a bit of an exaggeration, but I do think we need to discuss it.
And running for that post 4 seat on the Oconee County School Board, Russell Thom, the accolades that come in every year, and many more than one just recently, the AP schools and different things, ways that Oconee County, in ways that can be measured, folks considering Oconee County to be among the top school systems in the state in a lot of different categories. How do you improve on that? There's always room for improvement. Where do you improve?
You know, in healthcare, we have a cycle where we review and propose and implement and then review again, right? And it's not necessarily when you have a specific issue. It's not that, you know, the room is broken, let's review it, right?
We're not talking crisis management.
Yeah, there. Well, crisis. I can't get the exact definition of it not now, but it's a cycle and a process we use to constantly evaluate departments and procedures and employees, to be honest. It's something you have to implement across the board. You know, if we're able to get more bus drivers in the door and get our bus driver shortage, you know, corrected, I mean, we need to constantly review that. You know, how do we make sure we don't get in this position, you know, again in the future? And I think the county's already done some wonderful things, you know, allowing the school bus drivers' children to participate in the Coney County schools, raising their pay level. Those are things that are great ideas. You know, providing opportunities for our coaches to step in and drive a school bus and get some extra dollars in that paycheck. I think those are great ideas of, you know, improvements that we've already done. I think it's important, as you know, a hopeful school board member, that we continue to evaluate processes like that and, you know, yearly decide, are we doing the right thing? Are the fixes we put in place working? What else can we do? What other stakeholders need to be asked about this? Has anybody asked a teacher their opinion? Because they generally know at least they have an opinion.
And I mean, those are boots on the ground. I mean, they're on the front line, those teachers. The superintendent, Jason Branch, one of the things that will happen, you get yourself on the school board, you'll be asked to evaluate. You'll be asked at some point to hand that man a new contract. Any thoughts at all on the superintendent?
Jason and I, we don't know each other personally, but I just respect the guy at the highest level. The reason we moved to Oconee County was because of the schools. And I'd love to tell you that's the only reason that we'd stay, but it's the community, I think, that our schools have led to. The number of people who've reached out to me just in the past couple of days, once they saw my Facebook sending them a notification and that sort of thing, has been, I've just had a smile from ear to ear, you know, every hour as messages and phone calls come in. And a large portion of that, I think, can be led directly back to how good our school system is and how good it's ran, you know. And, you know, Dr. Branch is our chief. You know, he's the one that keeps us pointed in the right direction. And I just can't say that I have a criticism for him.
A couple of minutes left here, and you kind of wandered into it there. You post the announcement on Facebook, and you begin to get the response. You mentioned a lot of things you've done in your life. You didn't say anything about running for office. Is this your first time?
This is It is my first time running for a political office. I have served on my homeowners association board.
You're the guy.
With Whitlow Creek. And I think I did a pretty good job of making everybody unhappy. And that can be difficult to do. But I believe it's the most fair thing you can do. And I've also sat on just countless boards and committees within hospitals, from revenue integrity, which is really not just looking at it's what we're doing, costing the right amount, but is also what we're charging the right amount, and does everything make sense, you know, in a small rural critical access hospital. And I've also sat on very large, you know, emergency department committees where we look at cases and decide how could we to have done this 60 seconds better, you know, and that's important when you're trying to save lives. So first political career, not my first time being involved with very important stakes and very important.
And I'm guessing, I don't know, you tell me, but not the first election. There was probably an election in the household there. There's the three other voters, the wife and the two kids. Where are they on this?
You know, I think Dylan and Harper would be sitting here with me if they could. they think it's great. My son's already texted me two or three times while we were having our conversation today. My wife also 100% supportive.
Wife's name, by the way?
Ashley. Ashley Toms. She's wonderful, way more than I deserve. But she's a little bit more on the, you know, cautious side, you know, just worried about, you know, diving into, you know, a possible, I won't say political career, it's more of a political servanthood, you know, to the county, and, you know, kind of being in the limelight and worried that we may, you know, make a decision, or I may make a decision that somebody we know may not agree with. But honest, anybody I know or who knows me should already expect that. Almost to always look at both sides of every angle, you know, both edges of every sword. So that should not surprise anyone who knows Russell Toms. So.
Russell Toms, again, up on Facebook now with a campaign site, and we'll get a website up for his campaign proper, I'm sure, in days to come. Best of luck out there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, sir.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.